This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. Yesterday, the National Park Service closed the Denali Park Road past Eielson Visitor Center at mile 66 due to flooding and significant rock fall. The Park Service says torrential rain fell in the park Wednesday night, and the Denali Backcountry Lodge, located at the end of the road, has been evacuated due to flooding. National Park Service spokeswoman Chris Pfister says the 100-some guests are at another lodge on higher ground. She says they, along with other visitors and employees trapped in the park's interior, cannot be transported by bus or airplane due to high water on the road and the airstrip. Yesterday, the park was making contingency plans to evacuate guests by helicopter. A bill moving through the U.S. Senate has $6 million for a new Coast Guard icebreaker that would make 3 years in a row of small appropriations for the ship, which is projected to cost nearly $1 billion. Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska is on a mission to get Congress and the administration to make Arctic issues a higher priority. Wednesday, Murkowski told Senate colleagues the nation's only heavy icebreaker is often in Antarctica, unable to help in a northern emergency.
Right now, our option is Russia.
The $6 million to continue the preliminary work is in the Senate spending bill for the Homeland Security Department. The bill also includes $8 million for the Polar Sea, an icebreaker that is out of service and needs $100 million worth of repairs. Murkowski says the latest projections are that a new icebreaker won't be ready before 2024.
India. I ask you when you thought of India as an Arctic nation. They are in process of building an icebreaker now, and theirs will be complete before we begin ours.
If the bill passes the Senate, it would have to be reconciled with the House version. The House Appropriations Committee axed the icebreaker program entirely. The EAC language is being revived through an online learning program that was launched this week. As KCHU's Tony Gorman reports, the program is the first of its kind for the language since the death of the last native-born EAC speaker 5 years ago.
Dahunika is EAC for the Words of the People, a fitting name for a program designed to revive the EAC language. The Dahunika e-learning place is a huge step in accomplishing that goal. Funded by a 3-year grant from the Administration for Native Americans, the online program will be offered to adults and their families who are interested in learning the language. Jenna May is the project director for the Dahunika e-learning place. She says the program's biggest asset is that it's community-driven.
We have an advisory committee that has provided feedback for the technical and learning teams, and so they have followed our suggestions about content and some technical aspects of the program, and then they have built this project.
May says this isn't your typical online program that might include a textbook. She says it's self-paced and very interactive.
You can play games. You can look at more scholarly materials if you want. There's a place to click. You can go and read about words or phrases or history. There is a place where you can look at archives. There are videos that are integrated into the program.
The Dahunika e-learning place will be offered for free through June 2016. There have been many attempts to bring back the EAC language. It was considered extinct when the language's last native-born speaker, Marie Smith Jones, passed away in 2008. Reporting from Valdez, I'm Tony Gorman.
This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.